The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 2nd of July. Woohoo, 2026. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Thursday. Linda's on assignment this morning, but Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So what'd you do yesterday?
I went and played golf.
Oh.
I got a little, story, okay?
All right, I'm listening.
So I walk when I go play.
Yeah.
Usually go play at Cherry Creek, and it's pretty cheap. I like playing there. Anyways, so I played the first three holes. There was a few people in front of me, and I got to the fourth hole, and some guys had just hit off. I looked down, and you could see there was somebody still in the green, and there were some other guys on the tee box coming back up, and then there was a guy with, like, three of his kids still on that on the fifth hole. So I skipped fourth in the fifth hole, went and played the sixth, seventh, eighth hole. I'm walking by myself. Went and played the sixth, seventh, eighth hole, went back and played the fourth and the fifth hole, and still was able to play the ninth hole before any of those people got done with the eighth hole.
Were you playing by yourself?
Yeah, I was playing by myself.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You hit the ball, you go right to it, hit it again, the rest of them are out there, you know.
But I mean, just
giving nucks to each other. Oh, you were joking.
Just, some people would have, in my position, would have just stayed behind those people.
No.
I mean, if
they
don't,
you were right.
Yeah. It's just
they didn't care. I mean, you weren't holding them up.
Yeah. And it wasn't that they cared, but it's just I see a lot of people nowadays trying to get into golf, and they would have stayed behind them. They're afraid to pass people.
Okay.
So it's just
how good are they?
It was fun.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Any special day today?
It's National Wildland Firefighter Day.
Okay, we had a wildland firefighter on yesterday.
We did.
Yeah. So, what else?
It's National I Forgot Day also.
Oh, wait a minute. That's every day.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I forgot
really?
How to work.
You told me that? Well, I forgot. Okay. Hey, 4th of July is almost here. I think tomorrow's today's Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow's I'm here with Blake Fisher. And Blake, is tomorrow a big holiday? Are banks closed and everything tomorrow and city offices? Why don't you look that up?
So I know my cousin's the financial advisor for the bank, and
yeah.
He says at 10:30 today the markets close.
Oh, okay.
So he's off after 10:30 today.
Okay. So markets are closed tomorrow. I just wonder, why don't you look it up? See what's closed on the 3rd of July. Because I don't think they won't make it the 6th of July, but I'm not sure. Okay, today's sunny with a high near 95 and mostly clear tonight around 66. Friday, tomorrow, under 100, 98. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 102. Calm winds, which is good because there's going to be fireworks everywhere. Tomorrow night, there's going to be fireworks at Anderson Explodes. Sunday, high 90s, and we'll stay like that till next Wednesday, and then we hit the triple digits again at 100. So, nights are going to be in the 60s, mid-60s. It's going to be beautiful weather, including for the 4th of July.
So, non-essential federal and state government offices and the U.S. stock markets are closed.
Okay.
But, like, postal service, banks, retail stores will remain open still.
Okay. Okay, turn him on. Turn him, what?
Shasta County Clerk and Elections Office is closed tomorrow as well.
Okay. But the, so that means banks are open then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Hey, your weather report's always brought to you by, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, and the Kinney family started the business close to 30 years ago, providing outstanding service to our community, discounts for seniors and veterans. What else? They are kind of like an angel group there. They help out a lot of people that are that have problems. They're very active in building, helping to restore housing for homeless veterans and for other groups like that. All of this out at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business in the Kinney family out there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the world-famous Blake Fisher.
Hey,
who's on his phone?
I was, you know, I was ready to go. I was just those young whippersnappers just texting. Hey, Carl.
Blake, tell me about you.
Tell us
people about you. Where are you from? Are you from here in Reading? Are you a transplant? What?
Tell us
the story of your life, but kind of condense it.
Okay. Well, I was born August 3rd, 1995.
You were August 3rd?
At Mercy Medical Center here in beautiful
Reading, California. We share almost the same day.
Really? When's your birthday?
August 5th.
No way.
1996.
This is awesome. There it is.
The first lie of the day comes just slides out of my over my lips. Okay.
You look rough for 96. I thought I looked bad for 95.
Hey, so you're born here in town.
Yes. Well, Carl, I'm so happy I get to join you on the show today, not as a host, because I usually get to fill in for you and Linda when y'all are out. So, yes, I'm Blake Fisher. I'm currently the Main Street Coordinator for Viva Downtown Reading, a national Main Street accredited organization.
Right.
We're the nonprofit that focuses on the social, cultural, and economic development of downtown. But me personally grew up here in Reading, California, attended schools on East Reading. I'm a Shasta Meadows Parsons Junior High Enterprise High School graduate.
Okay.
Attended Shasta College, and I'm going to be currently taking classes at Chico State. Probably a lot of you guys know that I worked at the YMCA for many years in membership services, and in my free time, do a lot of community theater productions.
Absolutely. A wonderful talent you are.
Thank you. I love, I've had such an honor to perform at the Cascade Theater in some great big productions like Mamma Mia, Elf, the musical. We did Percy Jackson a few years ago. I played as Lord Farquaad in Shrek the Musical. We have an amazing, vibrant theater scene over here.
We have, three different theaters, mm-hmm. local theaters that are viable here in town. Yeah.
And, this is my home. And, I'm so proud to be a resident here, and I'm so proud.
You also went to work for,
Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Yeah, for a summer, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got to intern in 2022, and that was an amazing summer, and Doug was a really great man. And I know, you know, your listeners probably relate to his politics a lot. But politics aside, here's what Doug did to stand out from the rest of the congressional and elected figures, especially from other interns that I met. Doug made a point to meet the staff, intern, senior staffers, know them, create nicknames for them, and make sure that they had great opportunities to go check out different things that were happening in D.C. And he made a point to make sure that our experience was good. He would never hang out in his actual congressional office. He'd always hang out in the staff area. And whether there was a trivia day or whether there was a big meeting, he always made a point to check out what's going on with us. And also head back every single weekend to go support all the local events that happen.
Every weekend.
And
we'd be talking to him sometimes, you know, because he'd call in on the first Friday of each month. He'd be in the airport, mm-hmm. walking inside the plane, sitting down, and he'd go, "They're telling me I have to turn off the phone." But no, he genuinely was a people guy, mm-hmm. A leader of the people, inside the people. He genuinely cared. And it's good to hear you say things like that.
Yeah, he gave every single staffer, whether that's Democratic or Republican, non his staff or not, the time of day, if they came up and wanted to talk to him or ask him questions. The funniest thing that Doug would do for the office is he'd attend these morning meetings or committee meetings, and there'd always be breakfast over there. And if the breakfast was not finished at these meetings, he would always gather it all up so it didn't get thrown in the trash and bring it back to the staff the rest of the time, and he would put it on the staff table. He says, don't let this go to waste. And I thought that was great. So I had it was a great honor. And Viva Downtown Reading, when I got that opportunity, I was still working at Viva Downtown, and they said, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Grow yourself. So when I finished that opportunity, I was able to come back and work here at Viva Downtown, and we've done such great work. I know we're going
to
break.
But wait, let me ask you, let me go back just a second here. When you're an intern, a lot of times you get unpaid interns, but that's not the way it is there.
No, that's not the way.
And do they help you find housing, or they have like intern housing, like it's barracks?
Do we have to break? We can jump back.
We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Fight with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Must be 21 to attend.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters.
Reserve tickets today at windriver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the State Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, you. Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Linda just rolled through with Buford. Buford the Magnificent. And now she's, oh, why don't you come in and say hello, hon? There you are. You're over there.
It's Thursday morning.
I know.
So I had a, you know, doggy park moment and, you know, doing the chores, getting it done before it's early. Taking class, you know, doing all that stuff. But I do want to promote that tonight at 6 o'clock, Blake's going to come on. I want to talk about downtown more.
We've got Blake at 7 in the morning and at 6 at night.
But we slow news day.
She stole my idea.
We have different things to cover. And, you know, I really had this idea about how fun, and I've not done it, is take one of those electric bikes. You know, these bike shares, because I was walking a Buford down at Whistle Park, and I thought, how fun to just kind of ride around downtown. So one day, I really want you, Blake, I'm putting this on the air, for you to give me a real downtown tour.
Deal. I can do that. On my tours, we usually get sake bombs at Kobe's, so I hope you're ready for that.
I am ready. I'm talking about, I'm just ready now, so.
Till she falls off, just till she falls off the bike. Is that it? Okay. Have a good one, sweetie.
Bye, Linda. See you tonight at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
On KCNR Radio.
There you go. Okay, so you're an intern, and during the break I was talking to you about how does that work for housing and all that. And essentially, you just went on Facebook and found somebody that lived there and was looking for a roommate.
Yeah, you grow up, and your whole life your parents say, don't talk to strangers on the Internet. And this, it was the best thing possible, because trying to find housing in D.C. is trying to find housing
difficult.
Anywhere.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's difficult. And I was spending 4 months so over the summer. And I was about to get there, probably maybe 2 weeks, still no housing. And I thought, once I get there, maybe I'll figure it out. But I went on Facebook Marketplace, and I found my roommate this way. And he's ended up becoming one of my lifelong friends. We hit it off. I saw what he was living in. He was living in an 1800s revitalized, repurposed, historic firehouse over northeastern Maryland Avenue, about a mile and a half away from the United States Capitol. So I was able to walk to work each day. But we hit it off. I got to share with him that I'm on the board of the Shasta Historical Society and work in a historic 1800s building here in downtown Reading, a brick structure. And he said, and what else? He said, I'm going to work for Congressman Doug LaMalfa in the offices. Come to find out that this roommate works for the United States Botanic Gardens, and his main role is supplying all 100 senators the plants that represent their states. And any of the plants that you see in the United States Capitol, my roommate Aaron selected, curated, and takes care of them.
Now, see, people don't even think about that. I mean, you see the beautiful plants that are in there, and obviously they're well taken care of. But each senator gets an array of plants that represent his state, whether it's Hawaii or Arizona, two different, you know, very diametrically opposed climates. What about the House? Is it he doesn't do it for the House of Representatives because it's many?
The House always hate it because it's the upper chambers that get the plants.
Oh, yeah.
They don't
okay.
take care. The congressional members always complain that they don't get all the prestige as a senator.
Well, there's probably a reason for that.
But Carl, I loved working for Doug, and I love D.C. so much, and I hope one day that I get to go back there and have a job. And I'm excited for James Gallagher to be over there. D.C. is some special area, and for me personally, I got to learn so much and get to see parts of the Capitol that nobody gets to see. With this roommate, since he had access to all of the corridors of the United States Capitol, since he takes care of these plants, there are plants in every single room.
Yeah.
So we got to go into the presidential inauguration room. That's only used for the president during inaugurations.
And that's it.
This amazing gold room with all of these artifacts that are given to us by different countries. Just to go in there and take care of the plants. And we went into the Senate breakout rooms and look at all of these. All the senator desks were pushed out for cleanings when they're out of session in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to look inside these desks.
And these, you said, now these senators' desks go back in history. I mean, to the first senators
these senator desks have been in the Capitol since the Capitol's creation. So,
wow.
So to look at these senator desks up close, they're all original. And when a senator uses that desk, and when he finishes using that desk and moves to a different desk or is out of office, they always etch their names in the desks. And that is part of history forever. So I got to see the etchings of Nixon. I got to see the etchings of Lyndon B. Johnson. I saw current members like Ted Cruz. Mm-hmm. I saw Marco Rubio's back in the day. And that was really special. And I got different experiences from interns because I wasn't going through necessarily a school program. I got it because I had some really great friends and mm-hmm. found out that the opportunity was available. And absolutely loved it. And once you get over to D.C., I always like to remind people of this. It's so political on the outside, but when you go on in, things got to get done. And coming from a theater man and a history man, some of the stuff you see about the loud yelling on TV and the pomp and circumstance and all of these things, a lot of the work behind the scenes is being done by staffers.
Oh, yeah.
18-year-olds. Fresh 18-year-olds getting into Congress.
If this doesn't scare you right here. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, when we used to invite staffers down to Quantico, where the Marine base is, for a Jane Wayne day, we'd bring them down and let them shoot guns and ride around in tanks and tell them about the mission of the Marine Corps, that kind of stuff. But we concentrated on the staff because the staff is the one that was – believe it or not, my friends, senators and congressmen come out and say, this is what I want to do. Well, it's because they've been fed all this by their staffers. And if you have staffers that kind of understand what your mission is, it's easier for them when it's going through the budgeting process or mm-hmm. whatever. You know, they can give a better look at it. So, but it's the staffers. They're the ones yes. that read and write the papers
yes.
and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, the senator doesn't have time to read 8,000 pages a week. So.
No, Carl, I'm glad you said that. If any of you are calling the D.C. offices or need help or anything, always work with staffers. These congressional elected members are not available, but these staffers are the ones that are hired to work. They're working for you. They are smart as all heck, and they make sure that these pressing issues are shared directly.
Get pushed up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so create a good relationship with your staffers, and also know the difference. If you have issues with the federal government, if you have veterans issues, if you have passport issues, immigration, work with your local constituent staff services here
the ones
in the
here
area.
Yeah.
But if you have legislation issues, things that you want to talk about, or complaints that you want to put mm-hmm. in about what legislation was voted on, then call the D.C. office because they'll
okay.
log that in. So
right.
there's your thing. I know it's 727, but over these last few years, Carl, I mean, I've been so lucky to not only get – I love Reading because I get experiences that the city is small enough that I get to know everybody but large enough to make a great impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's so many cities to go live in, but I'm so thankful that I got to live here and grow up in Reading because I feel like I've gotten to have a personal impact on the place that I live and love and get to work with some amazing organizations and individuals. I mean, a daily job for me could look like either hosting a fantastic radio show at KCNR Radio or going down Market Street and working with the Reading Police Department on bike programs or establishing an entertainment zone or working with business owners for an updated event like First Fridays, or
which we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from this break.
We'll talk, or on the Shasta Historical Society, where we're preserving history every single day, or performing at the historic Cascade Theater, Art Deco Theater. That's sort of kind of a look in my life. It's a lot of great opportunities here in the city of Reading, and I always want to say before we go to the break, if any of you say there's nothing going on, well, then you're not looking hard enough.
Well, you know what? Linda and I have talked about that. You know, years ago we used to hear that. Oh, there's just nothing. You know, oh, there's nothing here. There's nothing going on. We have not heard that comment in several years now.
Good.
I mean, and even then, back then, there was a lot of stuff. They just, people didn't notice it. But absolutely, everything from theater to, gosh, let me see. Here's going to come 2,000 people that are going to punish their body and spend buku bucks here in Reading in August next month. And but that doesn't even count all the things that are happening here in theater and events downtown and all of this. I mean, there's always something going on around here. So this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you are supposed to have, you need to talk to somebody. You know, work injury can be life-changing. It could be is that you can't even do that job anymore. I mean, it affects your life, your family's life. You want to go back to work. Your employer would like you to go back to work, but you're just not getting the treatment that you're supposed to. It's time to call an expert, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to him. Patrick knows workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' comp office north of Sacramento, right here in Palo Cedro, California, over the last 5 years because he knows what he's doing and he gets results for his clients. Give him a call, like I said, 530-262-2168 or go to GormanComplaw.com and set up a time. You're going to talk to the boss himself. And like I said, it's a free consultation. We'll be right back with Blake Fisher.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. It takes you right to our website. See all of our shows, see all of our programming, go to our archives. We archive all of our local shows. So, 7:36 in the morning here on the 2nd of July, 65 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. And our guest is Blake Fisher, who is one of the prime movers and shakers for downtown. And Viva Downtown, Downtown Reading, Historical Society, all of those things. Before we get into First Friday, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, July 3rd.
Are you a soccer aficionado?
All right. I am a soccer aficionado whenever it's the World Cup.
Okay.
And last night, last night I was at the Black Sheep.
I've been reading about this place.
Yeah.
How many people were in there last night? Was it packed?
Hundreds. Hundreds of people were there. We packed the bar. And, Carl, I know that you weren't there.
I don't like going into real crowded places.
Carl, next time.
I'm afraid somebody's got a vest of explosives on
them. What the heck?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
No. But, you know, when you get in something like that, yes, it's a lot of fun being in the group. No, it is. But if you really want to watch the game and hear what's going on, that's not maybe the best.
I know. You had your house. You had Buford. You had Linda.
Linda, trust me, she was making enough noise probably for half the room anyway. So,
but I'll tell the listeners, if you have the opportunity to go watch a game over at the Black Sheep Pub over at the Reading Sports Park, you're going to have an amazing experience.
Oh, it's at the Reading Sports Park?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So it's at the Reading Sports Park right next to the soccer field, the softball fields, the volleyball courts. City of Reading is doing a great job on the Reading Sports Park. Big League Dreams was a wash, but now they've put so much upgrades. And here's who's running the Black Sheep Pub, which is the old snack bar.
Right.
Kenny Breedlove, who is a board member of Viva Downtown, but also King Midas when it comes to touching restaurants here. He was the owner of Shameless O'Leary's back in its heyday, Bombay's, Market Street, Steakhouse. And Carl,
he's sold all those, right?
Yes.
Over the years, but he's run great restaurants, so he's got that one out there
at the Black Sheep.
And I knew it was him, but I for some reason I did not know it was out there at the sports park.
It is, and it wasn't a fee to go on in the American Outlaws, which is our local soccer fan club.
Yeah,
fills the bar. Everyone shows up, and we had a blast. He has screens on every single open surface area of walls showing off the game.
Great.
And the crowd was electric, and to watch USA win Bosnia after and score a goal after that red card was
travesty.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one of the If you did not get a chance to watch the game, my friends, take the time and watch one of these games, because they're playing in San Francisco at the stadium. Well, it's not in, it's Palo Alto, right? The stadium's full. I mean, you're talking 60, 70,000 people here. Now, yes, there's a bunch of people from Bosnia, Croatia, or Bosnia Herzegovina, and then of course Americans. Well, it starts off by playing the Bosnian national anthem, and it's just instrumental. Then they play the instrumental of the our national anthem. The whole stadium rocked the national anthem. They were, everybody was singing in the stadium, and boy, I tell you what, that's touching, including the players. And then they go out. And I've always thought of soccer, okay, slow, kick, kick. But once you start watching it, you realize, and I will say that I've studied up on soccer by watching Ted Lasso, a couple seasons of Ted Lasso. But when you're watching them, everything they're doing, they're setting up something. When you see them, all kicking it back and forth to each other. Well, it's because other people are moving down range, and then they start the attack. And when it goes, it's fast, either side. Anyway, our primo player scores a goal, and then, gosh, what was it, in the 60th minute or something like that?
64th minute.
64th minute. He runs into a Bosnian player. They go out, they look at it, they go in and look at the replay, and they red card our player, which means if you get, if you, one of your players gets red carded, he has to leave the game, but you cannot replace him. So we had to play their 11 players with our 10 players. Yeah.
And we scored.
And we came back and scored again.
USA. USA.
And then at the end, the whole stadium is singing the John Denver favorite, Take Me Home, Country Roads. I mean, I'm just sitting there watching this thinking, oh, my gosh. I mean, this is huge. Now, our team, this is the first knockout victory they've had since in 24 years, and then now they're moving, they're going to Seattle.
I do love USA, go USA, but I will say, though, they did change the knockout rounds from 16 to 32, so.
Oh, you mean they have 32 teams?
Instead of 16.
Now they have 16.
Well, there was before, though.
Oh, it was before, just 16.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Made it harder to get in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
but I'm
still.
I'm
yeah.
USA.
And the USA had a better team from listening to the commentators. But when you lose somebody.
That was crazy.
Yeah, well, to score a goal when you
have
one less person.
The whole bar went silent.
Yeah. It's kind of like a hockey team scoring a short-handed goal when one of their guys is in the hockey, you know, in the penalty box. Because you've got, and here's the thing is, I'm not sure on this, you more than I do, the substitution rules. Like, if you take somebody out to say to arrest them, can they come back in again? I don't think so. I think once they're out, they're out.
They're out.
I mean, you know, once you substitute for them. So now you've got in the last, and then when the game should be over at 90 minutes, now you add another injury timeout time, and last night they played another 10 minutes. And you can do a lot of damage in 10 minutes. Anyway.
It was a great game.
It was a great game.
So I recommend to all of you.
Yeah.
Find a great pub locally here in Reading. Go support one of our businesses. But
there you
got to go check out the Black Sheep Sports Pub. I mean, it's family friendly. It's a great experience. And gosh, if you are like me and miss Shameless O'Leary's, well, this is the closest thing we got to it. They have some of their old Shameless O'Leary's classics and Guinness on tap. I know it's, what time is it? 7:43.
They have Guinness on tap.
Never too early to talk about Guinness.
They have Guinness on tap.
Yes, sir. Yeah, see, you have to go with me next time. Hey, so first Friday, tomorrow, in downtown Reading.
That's what you came on to talk about.
Yes.
So we're going to take an early break and we'll be right back.
Coming soon. soon. Get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win.
Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang,
a legendary car, and a massive win.
Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play.
Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th.
Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 cash
or a brand new Mustang.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReadingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in this. Yeah. In the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Today I got Blake Fisher here from Viva Downtown and other places. And we're talking First Friday.
First Friday. Hey.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild. First, I just want to say thank you to the downtown organizations and arts and culture venues that participate, and also to the Shasta County Arts Council, who is our main partner on planning and organizing and promoting First Fridays. Staffer Jessica Jamerson puts this list together, designs it, and gets it posted. But we get to work with so many downtown businesses. Carl, this is one of our largest First Fridays yet. If you don't know what First Fridays is, we've been doing this since 2020, and it was an initiative to get businesses to stay open later at least once a month to bring people back to downtown after there was construction and COVID and all these things happening. So we've been doing this since 2020, December Christmas tree lighting. It's amazing. This First Friday, over 40 businesses participating, and some highlights. You've got live music at Whistle Stop Park, live music at the Food Truck Park, live music at the Public Market. You've got a block party happening behind you over here at California Street, where Theory Coffee is.
Yeah.
Shop Around the Corner Books, Curated Design, The Art Center, Chain Gang, they're all working together for a block party tomorrow night. Right across the street at the Arts Council, there's a new gallery focusing on our land, beautiful American land. And up the street, we've got new art gallery with the Art Hunger, which is a Reading white and blue theme. Reading white and blue. Huh? It's a good play on words.
That was cute. Yeah, that was cute.
So 250 years of America. First Friday lands the day before 4th of July. It's going to be a little more patriotic theme. If you want to know where that list is, you can go to Viva Downtown's Facebook to see all of the things that are happening. We're doing a hot dog eating contest in partnership with Bad Dog Reading, which is our hot dog joint that's open till 2 a.m. and also part of the Dill family. If you're a fan of Dill's Deli.
I love the Dill family. First of all, they do a lot for our community.
Yeah.
Second, Dill's Deli stood up in the face of adversity during COVID and kept serving sandwiches. Plus, they're just good people.
Yep.
And they support a lot of good community events, and they have the ice cream.
Yeah,
now I didn't find out till yesterday that they also had that hot dog place.
Yes,
down there.
So that's part of the Dills family. If you're a fan of the Dills family and what they produce, you got to support it. So we're excited for this hot dog eating contest. It's in partnership with Leadership at Reading as well.
Yeah,
and Leadership Reading's class of 2020.
So they're providing the hot dogs.
The Bad Dog Hot Dog Bar provides the hot dogs. Leadership Reading helps facilitate it, and then Viva Downtown helps coordinate it. And you can get that hot dog eating contest.
What are the rules?
This hot dog eating contest is eat as many as possible. And these aren't your little weenies.
No, these are big ones.
These are big weenies, Carl.
Yeah. So, and is it a time frame? It's got to be a time frame.
It's got to be a time frame. I think it's about like 5 minutes.
Okay. As many hot dogs as you can shove down your throat in 5 minutes.
Yes.
And keep them down.
Keep them down.
You've got to be able to keep them in your stomach, at least till they announce the winner.
I think sign-ups are finished, but if you want to go see live music, a block party, and a hot dog eating contest in celebration of 250 years of America.
We're going to be out of town on Friday.
Wow.
However, I was thinking about next year is challenging other radio show personalities in that hot dog eating contest.
Oh, Carl, you would win.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. There's some big boys.
Well, you
think
Steve Gibson and Shoflin can do this?
Shoflin's a pretty big boy.
You think Shoflin is, but it's all about,
it's got really nothing to do with size. Look at Joey Chestnut.
You think Billy and Patrick could beat you in this?
Well, I think that.
I'm
going to
start beef. Billy and Patrick, Carl is challenging you next year at the hot dog eating contest. Call in right now. Tell him. Everybody text Billy and Patrick.
Thanks a lot. Okay, so that's going to happen Friday, and it's going to, it sounds like all of downtown. Three different musical venues, and because it's an entertainment zone, you can get your beer from one spot and walk around and get it from another spot.
Our downtown, since we talked about myself way too much on this show, here's the things that I want your listeners to know about how great our downtown is. One, it's crazy that we had a mall
covering up our downtown just about 5-10 years ago, and now we have a beautiful
Well, they started taking that down when I first when we first opened up, so that was like 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I saw them take – I didn't understand the background of why they covered it, but then, yeah, it looks a lot better.
That is so uncommon that we could go from a main street to a mall and reinvest and rebuild our main street. That's a big deal. I don't know any other downtown that's been able to do that in the state of California. The second thing is our three distinct titles that downtown Reading has. So if you say, oh, downtown, oh, parking, oh, yeah, get away from that. Don't talk to me about this. We have three distinct districts. We are designated by the state of California, California Arts Council, as a Reading Cultural District, a California Cultural District. We are designated as one of the original 14 in the entire state. So the state of California recognizes our arts and culture, our history, and our nationally recognized connecting river trails that go from mm-hmm. the Turtle Bay, Sundial Bridge, Sacramento River Trail into downtown Reading. So that's a big deal.
Yes.
We're a nationally accredited Main Street organization because we followed the Main Street 4-point approach and put that approach into practice to accomplish some incredible projects like revitalizing the Cascade Theater, opening up a Main Street, taking what was now the food truck park, used to be a Carnegie Library, torn mm-hmm. into a parking lot, and creating that into a public park now. So this 4-point approach is organization, design, promotion, and economic vitality. And this has been 30 years of Viva Downtown collaborating with the city and businesses and community cultural organizations to create a downtown that we see today. And the final designation, which we have unlike any other downtown, is this entertainment zone where you can grab and go beverages at over 24 downtown businesses. We have the largest boundary that goes from Woody's down to Poor Boys, and yeah, we're the only downtown.
The largest entertainment zone in the
state of California.
State of California.
365 days out of the year. There is so much work being done to create a wonderful downtown, and Carl and Linda, I'm so glad that you personally are downtown business owners.
Well, we've been watching this. We've been watching downtown. Well, we've been here now 16, going on 17 years, mm-hmm. and we've watched it change. We've watched dramatic change in the last 5 years, dramatic change. And then, you can go look toward the public market and all that, but then you turn around and look the opposite direction. You got the rib cage going in and housing going in there. I would expect there's going to be some more changes. Also, I'm looking across the street. It used to be, the Mexican restaurant.
La Cabana,
which loved. But it's been empty now for 2-3 years. I'm surprised that hasn't been snatched up.
I know. I'm waiting for them to get that going. So,
This,
Carl, this First Friday list, we break it down by arts and culture opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's art galleries and history, historic exhibits. Retail specials, so like some of these great retail businesses right next door, Bailey's Book Nook, they're going to have sip on some patriotic drinks,
okay.
Red, white, and blue drinks while you're shopping for books. Isla is usually participating, but Apricot Lane has some discounts. Spencer James.
Yeah. James.
Mazzotta.
James Mazzotta.
Who has a show on here.
Yeah, we have an Enjoy. Magazine shows on first Monday. Not only that, but they've got, that's a chocolate and other things. Mm-hmm. And it is a beautiful shop right downtown, right next to From the Hearth.
Damburger, if you order 2 burgers, you get a free large fry during First Friday. It's called Friday. So there's just a lot of things happening. And Woody's Brewing Company, since this is an entertainment zone, they actually brewed a special beer for 250 years of America. So you can check out.
Yeah, Kurt Hoyer is their brewmaster there. Everybody, this is going to be tomorrow. It starts at
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, and it goes on
till 8, 9, whatever business closes.
But it also is going to have music. It's a good time.
Carl,
and just walk around. It won't be, it's going to be in the 60s and 70s tomorrow night.
It's going to be amazing. Carl, we've got a few minutes left. What does 250 years of America look like for you?
Oh, I remember, 50 years ago when it was the 200th anniversary in 1996. I was in Okinawa, Japan. We were forward deployed there.
Wow.
And you see different percentages. But I am one of those, maybe a smaller percentage, that is extremely proud of our country.
76, not 96.
What did I say? 96. Okay, I meant 76. But I'm extremely, extremely proud of this country. I think it's such a, if you just go out and listen to these people that have come here for the World Cup, they tell you, they articulate what a great country this is, mm-hmm. and why they like it. And sometimes I think we just take things for granted here,
mm-hmm.
and we shouldn't. So,
hey, celebrate hot dog eating contest tomorrow, everybody.
You might see
First Fridays.
Are you going to be in it?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Hey, we're going to break for the news, and when we come back, we've got Janet Chandler joining us. So we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. One of the worst heat waves in years settling in across the east. Dangerously high heat and humidity levels. People being urged to exercise extreme caution during Independence Day celebrations in cities, including New York.
Law enforcement in the nation's largest city on high alert.
There are no known specific or credible threats to this year's celebrations.
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the harbor will be loaded with boats and tall ships as part of the America 250 celebration, and then there's the annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks, which draws thousands of people.
Our intelligence division, our joint terrorism task force, and our counterterrorism teams continue to monitor every possible lead, both domestic and international, in real time.
Laura Winters reporting.
Their parents and two grandparents under arrest after 16 children were rescued from horrific conditions in a small house in the village of Hamden, southeast Ohio.
This is an intra-family situation. This is not human trafficking. There is nothing to put our other children at risk. This has clearly involved a multi-generational family in a very limited situation.
Benton County Prosecutor William Archer says the parents and grandparents are charged with felony child endangerment. A couple, a man and a woman, are under arrest after New York police say they climbed all the way to the very top of the Empire State Building and unfurled a banner once they got there. At least 20 civilians dead, hundreds more injured, in Russian drone and missile strikes hit the Ukrainian capital of Kiev overnight. After 8 days, earthquake survivors still being rescued from beneath mountains of debris in Venezuela. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 463 points, the Nasdaq 48 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
By most accounts, the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza is only getting worse.
Among the patients Gaza is struggling to treat are teenage amputees injured in the war, long-term cancer patients, and those needing specialist surgery. Many have been waiting months for treatment abroad. The World Health Organization says host countries often have specific criteria, with some only taking children, others only patients needing shorter treatments. Patients must also pass multiple security checks, including from Israel, before they can leave Gaza.
That's the BBC's Lucy Williamson. Canada is set to compete in the Eurovision Song Contest for the first time next year. The European Broadcasting Union and Canadian broadcaster CBC announcing that Canada will join the contest in Bulgaria, that in May of 2027. News and analysis, townhall.com. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to block new data centers in rural parts of the state.
Abbott made the remarks during a campaign stop in East Texas on Tuesday. He added that this issue dovetails right into fighting for East Texas values. Abbott's push for a prohibition in rural neighborhoods appears to go further than a sweeping regulatory framework he unveiled earlier this month, which called for data centers to add new power generation for the grid, pay for their own infrastructure costs, reuse their own water, and implement measures such as setbacks, among other proposals aimed at limiting the impact on residential communities. Keith Peters, Washington.
The blue state of New Jersey is set to charge companies whose workers have Medicaid health coverage. And out west, lawmakers in California calling on their state to lay out a plan for doing the very same thing as of next year. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And streaming live at KCNRradio.com on here on July the 2nd. 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here.
Good morning.
National I Forgot Day.
National I Forgot Day and National Wildland Firefighter Day.
Okay. Well, we can get behind that one.
Yes,
well,
we
can. I can get behind both of them because I use that phrase a lot. Oh, I forgot. Excuse me. You know, and then Steve Martin did a wonderful skit about doing something, and he's talking about it, and he goes, well, I forgot. That's your answer to everything. Oh, I forgot. You should be accepted. Today's weather, 95 today, so it's not too bad today. Sunny with a high near 95. Tonight, a little around 66. Now, tomorrow, a little bit warmer, 98. Now, on Independence Day, July 4th, sunny and hot with a high near 102. But it's going to go down to like 69 Saturday night, and it's going to be in the high 90s through next Wednesday. And I think Wednesday shows 100. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend for our 4th of July, for our 250th birthday celebration. It's going to be beautiful. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kenny started about 30 years ago. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They pride themselves on their customer service, and they're just a great family, the Kenny family, three generations working in the business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Janet Chandler.
I'm here.
Hello. Our conservative commentator.
Conservative, true. I always call myself a reluctant Republican.
Reluctant.
Because I find fault with the Republicans.
Well, there's fault there.
With any party.
With any party.
Yes.
Do you think it's time to start over?
No, I think
with with another party?
I don't think so.
Well, you've only got two choices.
Yeah.
Republican or Democrat?
I don't know. The Democrats better get their act together.
Well, now the Democrats are going into, now it looks like they're schism into maybe three parties over there.
They call it the Democratic Socialists, but they're not. They're communists. It's very clear. And the Democrats, if they're going to keep their party, they'd better fight the Democratic Socialist Communist Party that's trying to take them over.
Well, Carville, who is not what you'd call a Republican.
He hates Republicans.
He hates Republicans. But what he said was, with one of the ones that won the primary, now they haven't won the elections yet in New York, but the one candidate, and I don't remember her name, but She has said things that are just horrible.
A communist. And she has said things that are communist.
And she said, you know, when they, she says, oh, yeah, I was at this event and they didn't have napkins, so I just used a flag. And but Carville said she should not be seated in the Democratic caucus. She is against everything that I even believe in, and because of her views. She's against any type of interracial marriage. She wants to shut down prisons. She hates this country, thinks it should be destroyed, and yet she wins the Democratic primary in New York. What's going on? What's going on there?
I think she's getting youth vote. And, of course, we all know that the youth of any civilization, any culture, goes through a radical period in which they're trying to break loose of all of the chains of childhood. And it's a very immature response. And we have all gone through it to some degree or another. And they think that doing something different from what their parents have done is the rite of passage into adulthood. And they will outgrow it, but in the meantime, we could do serious damage to our country if they seriously vote communist.
Yes. Now, I need to break this chain because I have something. No, let's just continue with this. You know, what I saw the other day, I heard somebody say the other day, it used to be 20 years ago or whatever, maybe not even that long, that socialism and communism was scary to people. And, you know, I mean, it was something you never wanted to be aligned with. And now that those two terms, socialism and communism, just don't have the meaning. It's like the F word that, you know, that's thrown out everywhere. It doesn't have the, socialist, communist. No, it's not even, it's like it's just negated. And they're looking at this person who's saying these things like, take the government down, you know, you should never pay the student loans, you know, everybody should be welcome and there should be no borders. We need to shut down prisons. We need to defund police. Even if you're breaking loose from those chains of your childhood, is there no common sense here to hear what these people are saying?
It sounds so good. How can it be bad when we're going to provide free stuff for everybody? Nobody will go hungry. Everybody will have free food, free housing, free medical care, free education, free clothes. Everything will be free. It sounds so good. The trouble is that a lot of people are not intelligent, are not educated enough to understand that it doesn't work, never has, never will. It's impossible. It's just like a diet. If they told you, you can eat all you want all day long, anything you want, and you'll still lose weight. Well, that sounds good. That's the diet I want to be on, but it doesn't work. And it takes a while for people to grow up enough and become educated enough to understand it doesn't work. Unfortunately, in our society right now, we are not educating people enough to know that it won't work.
Well, you can ask people, well, name me a socialist nation that's worked, you know, truly socialist.
And they'll always say the Scandinavian countries,
but they're
not socialist.
Yeah, they're very much a capitalist society there.
And the only reason their social programs worked as long as they did, is that the United States was supporting their military and their defense, and they didn't have to spend money on a military.
Like
we
Canada.
Did yeah. it for them. And as soon as they realized that it cost money that they didn't have, then they started going more capitalist.
Well, and then they're also having, some of the Scandinavian countries are also having a big problem with immigration. And it's starting to come out. I mean, it's, you know, when you start seeing things like riots in Sweden and in Norway because of immigration problems they're having.
20 years ago, Sweden was letting everybody in and they were wonderful and, oh, we can absorb them and isn't this great? And, yes, we have to let them in, and now they're realizing the folly of their errors.
Well, anyway, okay. Hey, I'm here with Janet Chandler, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry design, stone cutting, jewelry repair. Also, they've got it all there, plus a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been in there for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, just really super people down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Janet Chandler.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th.
Sing along to the hits that defined a generation.
Tickets start at just $55.
Time marches on.
Don't let the show pass you by.
Get your tickets today.
Must be 21 to attend.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Grab your book. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right, financial management and insurance. If you've got any questions about your policies, are they the best policies? Are you paying too much? Do they cover what you want? Then give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. Judy's been helping people in our community, families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. So she understands the insurance game and the financial management game. You can get a free review and evaluation of your insurance programs. What about your retirement plans? All at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Hey, by the way, before we get back to our guest, I have to tell a story about my friend Brian. Brian, he's on Social Security. It stopped. And he goes, "Why'd it stop?" So he calls. Turns out Brian's dead. Brian's been dead for a little bit. And not only does his Social Security stop. So does his Medicare and his Medicare plans that he has. So he can't go to the doctor. Why? Because Brian's dead. Now, that's hard for me to believe since Brian's sitting across from me when he's telling me about this. We're having a Coca-Cola, and we're sitting there, and he says, well, I'm dead, and I've got to prove to them that I'm alive. So he was out running around yesterday getting his birth certificate and getting all that kind of stuff so he could go back in and prove that Brian is still alive. The walking dead, my friend Brian. So I hope he was supposed to... He had his birth certificate, and he was heading down to the Social Security office. And then you have to wonder, well, why is that? Why would that happen? And then now you think of, well, it could be somebody else's, you know, they have the same name, maybe even the same initial. But what if it's somebody that's, you know, like got an identity theft or something, and then, you know, they took out these insurance plans, and then they, you know, killed them off so they could collect the insurance. I mean, all of it, you know, a scam. I don't know how much this happens. I've heard about it. So, anyway.
Computers are supposed to prevent that, but sometimes they allow it to happen.
Anyway, Brian, I know you're walking around today, and I'm really happy about that. I'm sorry you're dead. Okay, like I said, I'm here with Janet Chandler, and we're talking about the Democratic Party and how far a part of it has. Now, if you look at it, it's just up in that New York City area, but now you're starting to see other places where the Democratic, quote, Democratic Socialist side is pushing out, and I think Colorado is one of them.
Well, how about California, for goodness sake?
Oh, yeah, well, California.
We in California have a Democrat Party. I don't think it's, at this point, the Democrat Party in California is so much communist as it is corrupt.
Well,
the entire state of California's government is just corrupt. Gavin Newsom, Jerry Brown before him. The only reason that Governor Pat Brown, back in the earlier decades, the only reason that, obviously he was corrupt too, but he made things work. At least we had government benefits, and the government got things done, even though there was some bleed off for payoffs. Los Angeles, there is the core of the Communist Party with Karen Bass. Well, she is an avowed communist.
Well, but she's right to the other, but she is more conservative than the other person that's running, who, by the way, conceded her election and then overnight got 95% of the votes. And I don't even know what her name is, but...
Rahman?
Something like that.
Yeah.
She is even further left than Karen. It makes Karen Bass look like a moderate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it looks like a moderate. And I mean, you hear these things. If L.A. goes that way and goes... There's, you know, I see a silver lining to this cloud, though. It's like the billionaire's tax. I almost want to support that, even though it tells you it can come after your money. I almost want to support it. That'll chase people out. Now, it's already working because the big boys have already moved, like, all of their LLCs out of California. They're moving their companies out. It's already cost California an estimated $100 million, even before this thing even made it onto the ballot, from people moving out,
but
moving
their
stuff.
What was California's response to all those people moving? They said, oh, well, so what? They didn't reduce their budget. They didn't stop spending money. They just said, we'll make other people pay. Prop 50. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's the ruination of us all. What are we going to do if Prop 50 passes? We'll lose our representation. And then I started thinking, oh, maybe that's the best thing that could happen. Maybe that will wake the people up to what really is going on in California.
Well, that's what I thought about when, you know, about the billionaire's tax, is that, well, because we do have a large economy, and yet we still overspend it by tens of billions of dollars, is that maybe it's going to take a crash. And I don't mean people dying, but there probably could result in that. I mean, just a crash of our economy that people wake up and go, we can't continue this. And then maybe elect people that are moderately conservative, you know, moderately fiscally conservative, at least.
We do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
And the real problem is that the Democrats have promised free stuff to everybody in California. And They bring in low-income people, homeless people, sign them up to vote on the streets illegally. They bring in illegal aliens who are promised free stuff, free medical care, free education, free everything.
Well, but they deliver on that.
And they do. They do at our expense. Well, but what the people who are receiving keep voting yes for those who are giving.
But even the ones that are the ones paying for this, they still vote Democrat. Too.
Do they?
I think so.
How secure are our elections in California?
Well, that's another subject. But I'm thinking is, you know, when you've got a D by your name, it's almost an automatic. We know that.
It is, because the D's deliver.
They deliver. When they did Prop 50, and, when I asked Congressman Huffman, how do you support the such two diametrically opposed parts, all under your one constituency, diametrically opposed like that? And he says, well, you try to get as close to the middle as you can. Well, but we know that.
And I call BS on that one.
Yeah, well, what happens is you go to your fan base that gets you elected.
Yes.
And if you upset them, you're not going to get elected again. And let's just face it, that most politicians want to be elected, reelected.
And his base is not Shasta County.
No, his base isn't, or MODOC, or Siskiyou.
Yeah.
They were Trinity. He did have Trinity County in his, but again, it's such a, you know, if everybody in the, you know, in his new district, everybody voted Republican, let's say, he would still win.
Yes. We have, that's called no representation.
Yeah.
And of course, I am part of a group that is saying enough, enough. California cannot be corrected. California cannot be solved. California is gone as far as a conservative, responsive, representative state. It's time to split the state. It's time to give the people in all parts of California representation and a voice in their government. It's time that we are allowed to consent to our government.
Well, isn't Gallagher, our new congressman, and he presented something that you split the state north-south, right?
Yes.
Kind of right down the middle. You know, if you look at it, if you use the I-5
yes.
as your split right there, I-5, and I-5 from the Mexican border to the Canadian border all have the same concepts. If you're west of the I-5, you've got all the political power because you've got all the population. And if you look at east of the I-5, you've got the rural areas and who all vote. I mean, the people in eastern Washington and central Washington vote just like we do up here in Northern California. Same thing in Oregon. But it doesn't make any difference because all the population is over west of the I-5.
Yeah, call it coastal California.
Yeah, it's coastal California,
yeah.
Oregon, and Washington. Anyway, that was Gallagher's idea, and he's presented it. Now, do you think, I heard somebody say, I think somebody told me the other day, is this something that he could speak about up in Congress?
He intends to.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
According to Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, it outlines the procedure for splitting or forming a new state, either a completely new state or one taken off of an older state. And there are two things that have to happen. It has to have the permission of the state government and the permission of Congress.
Well, the first big hurdle then is getting the state to agree.
But it doesn't have to happen in that order. It can happen. Congress in D.C. can give their permission
first. It has to be two-thirds, right?
No. It just says, it just a vote.
An up-down.
Just a majority. And it doesn't require a bill that has to be signed by the president. It's just a majority vote in Congress of both state and federal. And it doesn't say which one has to happen first.
So, and now, when you say Congress, that means the Senate and the House.
Yes.
Okay, so if they ran it through, let's just say tomorrow, and you've got a Republican House, and they all go, sure, we need to do that. And then you have the Senate goes, yeah, we should divide it right down the middle or along the I-5.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't necessarily define the boundaries.
They just say that it's time for a second state.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, I know how strong you are for this. What do you think the chances of the state of California doing that, though?
Right now, not great, because there has not been enough education done on the issue. But as unhappy as people are, and if the federal government starts putting pressure on California over some of their illegal actions, they could be pressured, forced into saying, yeah, okay. I mean, let's look at the sanctuary state that California is, a clear violation of the Constitution. Someone from the federal government could come in and arrest Governor Newsom over what he has done in providing benefits to illegal aliens. He's harboring illegal aliens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're a sanctuary state.
Yes.
And it's also...
It's not legal. What is it? I've got it written down here.
Well, it's been illegal. But the point is that they're not, because... I mean, you shut down the border, you're sending thousands back every week. The temperature on ICE has dropped dramatically, not because they're not doing their job, it's just how they're doing their job.
The problem is, and I'm gonna say George Soros, because he has provided a lot of funding for some of the fights against ICE.
Yeah, he's their number one Democratic.
Yeah, and other groups. They find key issues, and they send in their paid people and their money to make it look as if there is this huge backlash against ICE or whatever agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it look bigger than it really is. And they make a big to-do about it. And then, well, we've done our bad here. Let's go on, find something else.
Yeah. But they've shifted from ICE to something else,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think that ICE has looked at their tactics. They've got very effective tactics now. It's just low key. And then they trumpet, these are the child predators, these are the murderers and all these other people arrested. At the same time, they're picking up other people. Anyway, we need to take a break. I'm here with Janet Chandler, conservative commentator. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice and has been since I moved here in 07. Great guys down there. I've gone through a couple barbers that have retired, you know, but Tim and Logan, they're going to be there a long time. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. I like all the things, you know, I get great haircuts. I really like the idea you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. And I can do it one of two ways. I can call them, 530-244-9478, or I can go to Booksy, go to Reading and to Cypress Square Barbershop and set it up, and they send me a reminder email. Like I said, the two guys down there, Tim and Logan, super young men, giving great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, where every haircut is made in America. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio, with Carl and the Bot. It's Thursday. Tomorrow, Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick will join us at 8 o'clock. She just had a big press conference on wolves in Northern California about the degradations that something needs to be done. That it's just a matter of time before things get totally out of hand up here.
They've done such a good job with the wolves. Yeah. Now they want to introduce grizzly bears.
Well, you know, you almost hope they do that but introduce them down in the LA Basin where they used to roam. Now, one of the things about the wolf depredations is there's a wolf depredation fund of like $1 million, maybe $2 million to help the ranchers out that in this budget wasn't funded. So there's no money. So the ranchers are sitting out there with no way to defend themselves and their cattle herds being decimated. And the state is not putting any money into trying to make them at least bring back some of the money they've lost. If you lose a heifer, it's just like $2,500, but that heifer is also one that could have four or five calves during their lifespan that they're being chased around, they're losing weight, they're aborting their calves. I mean, this is a serious thing. And
part of the problem with that fund also is that...
And by the way, I'm here with Janet Chandler here.
In order to claim money under that fund, you had to prove that it was a wolf that did the killing.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And how do you prove that it was a wolf?
You've got to find the carcass while it's still fresh enough that then you can look at it. You can have a vet look at it, but the fish and wildlife guy has to look at it and agree
and
that this is a wolf.
Say, well, I think it's just a pack of dogs.
They could say that.
So it is a false promise of the state, and then they don't even fund it anyway.
And you can't even throw a rock. I'm not kidding you, my friends. You can't even throw a rock. It's in your front yard. You can't throw a rock at the wolf.
Protected.
Yeah, and if it's eating your dog, still can't do anything.
And
it's only if it's coming for a human.
The tragedy is that that's what it will take. is for some human to die from a wolf attack before they.
And you
they
hope that
do
doesn't happen. No,
I don't want it.
It's
to happen.
It's very rare. First of all, that, and it's just, you know, on this, it's very rare that a human gets killed by wolves. You've got a much better chance of getting killed by a bear here in California or other places, which we've had cases of because we have got a proliferation of bears also. Because we've cut back on the hunting. Even though now they're trying to expand the hunting season and number of bears you can take because we have so many bears out there.
And you used to be able to hunt bears with your dogs,
right.
And they stopped that. I like nature. I like the fact that there is nature around us, but it has to be managed because it's no longer natural.
I think it would be, I see bears a lot when I'm out. I haven't seen any wolves, but I think that'd be kind of cool to see, a wolf out in the countryside. On the other hand, I don't want to see it kill my cattle.
Right. And I have seen a wolf in Shasta County.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. They're down in Tehama County. They're around. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, you've got your own show. Why are you jumping in on this one?
Well, you're talking with my partner, and you have your own show.
That's right. Co-host. Well,
that's right. You're
okay,
to Mama Jay.
Stand by Sunday. I'm going to call in and talk about soccer.
Well, I'm going to talk about relevant things that Janet is talking about. I just want to bring a quick thing up, and that was that we have James Gallagher. We had him on last week. 3 minutes before the show started, I got a text from Congressman Gallagher that he was available to come on. So we put him on the program last Sunday at 9:15, and we're going to play that program again on the 4th of July. But to answer a couple of questions, this is the first time in history we've had a congressman that actually is advocating for state split, number one. Number two, we did talk on the show, and when people listen to this, they'll hear it. We did talk about Title 8, Code Section 1324 of the United States Code, which is harboring and shielding illegal, which Janet was bringing up, and that is that it is not only a possibility, but James did hint that the president is looking into this. To have a sanctuary state, a sanctuary county, a sanctuary city is all illegal. It violates the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4. We gave naturalization as the states when we formed the federal government. We gave that responsibility, delegated the responsibility of naturalization to the states, so they have jurisdiction. The wolves and also with the wolves and bears, that isn't anything new. I can remember we were all going up to Siskiyou County to the convention center up there 15 years ago. We went with Aaron Ryan and a lot of other people to try to fight against the wolf situation. But if we had our own state, that'd be something else. The last thing I'll say is that the position of what the state would look like, James said on our show and has said it privately to all of us, that nothing is locked in concrete. That could all change. What we're calling this and what he's calling it is the coalition of the willing. How many counties want to stand up and get out of California? And so far there's been 7 with 3 more on the rise that are supporting James Gallagher. So I would say we support the congressman. We need to hear what he has to say. Tune in on Sunday at KCNR at 9 a.m. or listen to it on the archive from last week on Jefferson State of Mind. James Gallagher tells everything. So,
okay.
That would be something that, we can look forward to.
Are you going to run around with sparklers this year attached to your head like you did last year?
Actually, I was just following your lead, but I won't be like you. I'll have clothes on.
Oh, you have to have clothes on? Got it. Thanks a lot.
I tried to tell you that last year.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to go back and listen to that show because I want to hear a congressman.
And
say that it's time. You know, as we all know, when California was first formed, they were talking about four states of California, not just one huge one.
Actually, it divides beautifully into 4 separate states. Coastal California, which runs from north to south along the coast, which is where the liberal urban population is.
Uh-huh.
Northern California, which has a separate economy. It is agriculture, mining, water, tourism, then Central California, which is obviously the agricultural area of California, and then what we are calling Eastern California, which takes in the southern counties excluding coastal California.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously San Bernardino, Riverside, probably Orange, maybe parts of San Diego. That puts California into four separate and distinct areas that have things in common.
You know, the thing about it is that when I heard this, you know, when you're talking about north-south, breaking it up, the only thing I could think of, and this is before we take a break, if they did that, and when this thing first started, I kind of looked, you know, at State of Jefferson stuff. And then the more I got into it, and I am a moderate conservative, but I think that's what I am. There's some things I am really hard right on. But,
and that's what I agree with you.
Yeah, but most of the time, and I'm like most of America. I think if you looked at it, most Americans are probably middle of the road, probably leaning to the right. Okay? Now, on different issues, it goes different ways. And I thought to myself, this is fun, you know, why? And then when you find, you know, when you've got one representative and one senator for the whole Northern California area, that we are an afterthought at best.
We're not represented.
Yeah, we're not.
We're
how good our representatives are.
Yes.
It really doesn't make any difference. And then I thought, well, okay, so what if just by magic you had the Northern California and it became the state of Jefferson or whatever.
Or North Cal, whatever it's called.
Because it would have so many advantages for living in this state, how long would it take for the Southern California to come up and turn the state purple and then blue?
Yeah, we figure it will, in the political cycle, it will take about 50 years.
That much?
Yeah, to have our conservative state before we would have to start fighting for it again. Things change. We know that. Nothing stays the same.
Well, if I'm a business down in Southern California and I'm getting taxed like crazy, I've got everything, then I can come up, move my company literally 250 miles. My taxes are lower. All the permitting and all that's lower. Why wouldn't I move up here?
Exactly.
But then all the people you have, and then because maybe the state doesn't have an income tax, then you've got all the retirees moving up here, and they don't have to leave California. They can come up to a beautiful part of the area. I'm not thinking it's going to take 50 years to do that.
It's just
my opinion.
Yeah, I was instrumental in writing a constitution for a state of Jefferson or North Cal or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that constitution, we tried to put in safeguards that would provide at least 50 years of government that would not be able to be changed and to be corrupted.
Okay.
And
50 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's about how long it has taken for California to lose its conservative stance. We used to have Republican governors in California. We used to have a legislature that was evenly divided, maybe a little more Republican than Democrat. And it took about 50 years for us to lose that.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Janet Chandler. Yeah, it took 50 years, huh? I'm just thinking in today's technology and all that kind of stuff that the danger with having a place where everybody wants to come to is they all want to come here.
Yep.
Yes. And they don't have to leave. They don't have to leave their families. They don't have to do all of that stuff. I mean, it's, you know, even if you move from San Diego up to, let's just say, Mount Shasta, it's still, I mean, you can still make it in a day.
Yes.
And if you, you know, and then and fly down there in just an hour. Okay. Janet Chandler, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back in our last segment.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for big wins and high stakes excitement?
Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
They're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special.
Life-changing jackpots are waiting.
Prefer the classic feel?
Don't miss our fan favorite paper only night.
Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game.
The prize pool just keep growing until somebody hits it big.
So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm.
Your adventure begins here
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. There goes the ambulance or fire engine right beside us, hoping that that is just, I know this sounds bad, but I hope it's just an injury they're going to not another fire.
And I get duty watch, and the fires are just constant. Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My guest is Janet Chandler, one of the co-hosts on Jefferson State of Mind. We've had two fires now just in the general area. It seems to me that Cal Fire is taking these a lot more seriously. That they are launching aircraft, where before they put out a team, but now they seem to be taking this pretty seriously.
I agree.
I think it's great.
Yes, I think that anybody who is worried about fires ought to come up to the Burney Intermountain area and see what they are doing with the forest. It's mostly private. It's Sierra Pacific, and it's fruit
growers. They're clearing,
right? They are clearing it completely down to the dirt.
Are we talking about clear cuts?
No, the trees.
No,
the undergrowth.
Oh, the undergrowth. Now, see, this is something that, one, employment. Two, you can take all that brush and everything and take it right to a cogen plant.
And that's what they do. The
biomass that is taking care of 180,000 homes, I mean, you can have, it's providing electricity. And the thing is that we could probably have another five biomass plants up here and keep them running consistently because it's a renewable asset, by brush.
And the brush grows back within a year.
Yeah, it's back.
However, in the meantime, the trees get more water because the brush isn't taking up all of the groundwater. They grow bigger. And it's a crop. It's a cash crop for Sierra Pacific and fruit growers. So then they can harvest trees, and then we have more timber, and we don't have to import from Canada. It's a perfect ecosystem if you just allow
it to happen. Like it was in the early 1900s or even late 1890s, fire would go through there. and that was okay.
And clear take the out, underbrush.
And we'd take out the underbrush, but we'd also take out those small trees that were growing and would leave more of a, more room for the, you know, for trees where they'd be spaced out, they could grow better. You've got some forest that we have, you just can't even, you can't ride a horse through it, because it's just so thick.
If you take a drive on Highway 89 from the Intermountain area, where it intersects 299, and go to McLeod, you will see a clear example of this. The private forests where they are doing the underbrush clearing are empty of anything on the ground, just trees. As soon as you cross the line into National Forest, it's choked. It looks great, all of this brush and all of the plants and everything, but it's not healthy.
No, it's not. And it will help the aquifer and everything. Less trees, less water, and yet still have a strong forest where animals can be. And when you look at areas that are open, and around that is you've got your deer, you've got other animals that, because they like that open area, that they can feed, they can see, you know, predators, and it just... But I don't understand the problem. Even the state of California is understanding this, and they're starting to put more stuff out. I don't understand why environmentalists who, quote, love the environment, don't understand this. I mean, it's science.
I'm a conservationist. I want to conserve what we have. And conserving doesn't necessarily mean don't touch it. We have already interfered with Mother Nature, so we have to do it in a wise and profitable way now. We can't just leave things and say, oh, well, let it burn, that's Mother Nature's way. No, they did that in Yellowstone and see what happened. So we have to be good stewards of the land.
We do. Okay, we got 4 minutes. What you got?
4 minutes. I want to promote the state split. Go to the show on Sunday and listen to what James Gallagher has to say. He is now your federal congressman in Washington, D.C., and he is promoting a state split. We have already received declarations of support from the boards of supervisors of Shasta County, Modoc, Lassen, Glenn, Colusa, Yuba, Sutter. They are all saying, yes, we like the concept of a state split. California as an entire state is no longer serving our needs. It is no longer getting consent from us to do what we need to see done. It's in the Declaration of Independence. We are guaranteed a Republican form of government, and I don't mean Republican Party. I mean a government in which you have representation. We in the North State do not have representation, and that was just proven by Prop 50. It's time for something different. It's time to separate and give us a chance to lead our own lives, to regulate our own resources, and to elect the people to represent us that we choose, not that someone in Marin County chooses. And James Gallagher agrees. It is not a new idea.
It's not a new idea. I mean, I remember that when I first looked at this, that they were having a big convention on a... And back in 1941, unfortunately, the day it was meeting was December 7th. And,
exactly.
And unfortunately for your convention, but also, you know, the day of, quote, infamy in our country. That's when World War II started.
And if you want some information on a state split concept, go to CaliforniaStateSplit.com. CaliforniaStateSplit.com. And there's information there on why it would work, how it would work. There is a proposed map of four separate states that is not chiseled in stone. We would like to keep counties contiguous so that we don't split up the state and have different counties separated. So go to that, CaliforniaStateSplit.com. See what we are proposing.
You know, it's, I guess, when people hear this, they, you know, most people will go, oh, you know, never happened. But the point is, you just have to ask yourself, now, am I a strong proponent of this? I have to read a lot more. If I didn't think there could be a chance for a sea change here in California where, you know, where Republicans could actually have a say, or not even Republicans, but people that are moderately, you know, fiscally conservative can have a say, then why stay here? Because it's not going to get any better. And this is one of the problems we have, is it's not the billionaires leaving. I just read an article where somebody's, Whitmer, that ran for governor, I think, or something, they just sold their big ranch up in the Fall River area, and because they've moved to another state. And that's what's happening. Is it's not the real rich. It's middle class
that's moving now. Yes, I am one tax change away from leaving. I'm older. I live on a fixed income. I cannot continue to absorb increased costs. I can't pay $6 a gallon for gas indefinitely. I cannot pay for an increase in sales tax or property tax. If they do away with Proposition 13 and raise my income my property tax by double, I can't be here.
Well, there's a lot of people like that.
Exactly.
And you move across the line into Nevada. If Nevada was smart right now, they'd be building housing, which they're trying to do. Because immediately, you get like a $10,000 a year raise.
Exactly.
Just by moving there, Idaho, Wyoming, Texas, Tennessee. That's why you're seeing so many people moving.
I'm not going anywhere where I have to shovel snow.
There you go. Hey, Janet Chandler, thanks a lot for being with us. Tomorrow, Assemblywoman Heather Head is going to join us, and we'll talk about what's going on down in Sacramento. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
Back down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.